Extremely local news time. Jen Sabella from Block Club Chicago leading off with the story of the 45th Ward alderman who's in trouble. And he called his colleagues and constituents a couple of things we can't really say here, can we, Jen?
Exactly. Good morning, Bob. We've been reporting on some backlash that neighbors of the 45th Ward have experienced from Alderman Jim Gardner whenever they've spoken out against him. So I think on this show before, I've talked about somebody who got their garden driven over by a woman who screamed, "Leave the alderman alone." Another woman's windows got broken, got a brick through the window. So the latest is a former staffer of Gardner leaked some text messages to our reporter on the Northwest Side, Ariel. And these texts are not great. They show him calling city council employees and fellow aldermen very foul language, and also instructing his staff to withhold ward services from constituents who he deemed to be enemies or deemed to be critics of him. Now, Alderwoman Sue Garza on the far southeast side has drafted a letter. It's been signed by a growing list of other aldermen and elected officials. We're at about, I think, 26 now, calling for him to publicly apologize and to be punished formally in some way. And the Cook County Democratic Party is also calling on this. So we haven't heard anything from Gardner except for a brief statement saying that these words don't reflect my values last week. But he has not responded to allegations of withholding ward services from those who supported his opponent in the election.
This Jim Gardner guy, he's been in trouble for a while, hasn't he? He apologized to Alderman Tom Tunney, the city's first openly gay alderman, for some foul language he directed at him. Has Gardner said anything else, made any other comments on the latest?
He called the B word to Tom Tunney and the B word to two women in city council. And in the text messages that have been leaked all show a pattern of calling women these names. And that is what the letter drafted by Alderwoman Sue Garza says. Like, this is misogynist language. It's not acceptable for somebody who's a representative in city government to speak about women this way, especially about his constituents and especially about his fellow city council members. The two women who were targeted in the latest batch of texts were Joanna Klonsky, who works for Mayor Lori Lightfoot as a political strategist, and Ann Emerson, who works for the city council's finance committee. Both women said they both asked for an in-person meeting with Gardner, and he has not responded.
Has the mayor said anything about this?
She has. She's also calling on him to publicly apologize. So we're hoping to get a little bit more from the mayor's office now that we're finding out more every day in terms of the backlash on the constituents, because I don't know, it's one thing for politicians to talk trash about each other privately in text messages, but it's another thing to tell someone living in your ward, "Hey, we're not going to fill your pothole or fix your tree or bring you garbage cans because you voted for my opponent." So we're working on it, and we're actually getting more tips every day from neighbors who have experienced similar treatment.
I think Alderman Jim Gardner needs to enroll himself into some diplomacy classes or something, because I don't get that.
Two of the women, Joanna and Anne, said that, like, you need to get the help you need to. I mean, obviously politics is not a fun game, and it's a lot of name calling. It's a lot of trash talking on social media from people who don't like you. Mm-hmm. But you got to kind of develop a thick skin, and you still got to serve the people, even the people who may not like you.
Right. And not very good politics to say no to the way he's been doing it. Let's talk about a bookstore celebrating 30 years in Wicker Park.
Yes, this is such a cool spot. If you haven't been there, you should really check it out. It's called Quimby's, and it's on North Avenue. It opened in 1991, and it sells a lot of self-published materials from Chicagoans. So even if you can't get a book deal, you can make a zine in your house. So just like printing it on your home printer. A lot of artists do this, graphic novelists, people just like getting their start and like drawing up their own comics. If it's a physical piece of material and it's, you know, not offensive or horrible in some way, they will sell it there. And the authors can get portion of the proceeds. And this has been happening since the 90s, and it's really the only place in Chicago that offers this kind of platform for artists and graphic novelists and self-published zinesters. It also has other books like on music, art, and regular, you know, novels from different people, but it really has been a hub for a lot of Chicago authors to get their start before they have wide distribution in bigger bookstores or online.
Yep, glad they're still going strong there on Damon Avenue, Quimby's. And finally, this is a witchcraft store. I'm not sure I know what a witchcraft store is. Fill us in here.
I had to look it up, Bob.
Yeah,
I know. What does this entail? These two brothers, the Malloway brothers, they actually had a tiny witchcraft store on Morse Avenue in Rogers Park, and it became so popular that they had to grow into a bigger space. They're now at 1407 West Morse, and they sell things like tarot cards, different spells you can cast. So if you move into a new home, they have instructions on how to cast the spell that's a protection spell for your home. And they also have classes. So if you're like me and you're like, what is this witchcraft stuff about? What do? They can walk you through it, and they have different things. So they have like a tarot card reading class. They have a spell casting class. It seems to be a real hit with the neighborhood. They've been selling out of stuff, and they're having a reopening party in their larger location later this month that will also be a costume party.
More at blockclubchicago.org. Jen Sibella, thank you. Have a nice day. Talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Bob.